the odd thing about this weird sort of secular religion of sexual progressivism is that the way you become righteous is by screaming in defense of some group that nobody else is defending. But the problem is that the more you scream in defense of them in order to make yourself righteous, then the more you convert other people over to your cause, and then the more people convert to that, then the less righteousness you get from defending that cause, so you have to move on to something new. This is probably somewhat similar to music, where it's like if you're a little bit of a music snob and a hipster, so you talk about the bands that you like, that no one else knows of, and then people come to discover them, and then you have to discard them because they're now mainstream and people like them, and you have to find new music that no one else has heard of. And this is eventually why you get to the point where hipsters just listen to really, really terrible music because it's the only thing left that nobody else was listening to. And you get the same thing with this, where you know, a little bit ago we were screaming about gay marriage, and then a bunch of people embraced that cause and said, all right, well, we have to move on to transgenderism, and the more you scream, the more you're going to force people over to that side, either through compulsion or just through people not having any sense of why they should oppose it. And next we'll be getting into incestuous relationships and polygamous marriages, or what they call polyamorous relationships. And then eventually we'll get to the point where you'll see normalizing, you know, bestiality and pedophilia and things of this nature, just simply because it's like a vampire sucking the righteous blood out of a cause, and then once you've drained it all, you got to move on to something new.